Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome into the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show, the season finale, Saints falling 19-7 to the Falcons in Atlanta. We're going to go check back in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister is going to give us an update on some of the injured black and gold players.
Yeah, a couple guys that left games did not return. Kevin Banks Jr. left with an ankle injury. Taysom Hill left with a shoulder injury. Both of those guys were not able to return, and you know, we'll see what Coach says about them. Hard to lose any guys, and you know, particularly guys that have given everything that they had to you out there on the field. And so those are two guys that you did lose during the game.
Yeah, Deuce, I think one of the biggest things that stood out from the Saints today and probably this end of the season when things looked really bleak for them is no matter what was going on, you never saw that quit mentality or that kind of lackadaisical play from guys in the field that were signaling guys who were checked out and not thinking about obviously playing winning football, trying hard. And overall, we know this team was fighting to the end, not kind of mailing things in, looking ahead to the NFL draft as a franchise. Just your impressions overall from the fight in the last couple of games from this team.
Yeah, they didn't quit. I mean, that was one thing that you had opportunity to quit way before today. And so for this group to continue to fight and to go out and play hard, I think that tells you about the guys that you have in that locker room and, you know, what they're trying to build. And now the question becomes, can you continue to build? You know, can you draft some good players? Can you sign some free agency? You know, you don't have to go crazy in free agency as you can kind of continue to build this thing up. But, you know, there are some spots that you need to get a little bit better at. And so that's the goal. Can you not only do it doing free agency, but can you, you know, do pretty good in a draft? Looks like we'll be picking top 10 towards the latter part of 10 as things sits today. And so it becomes, what can I get to be able to help this team over the next couple of months, not only via free agency, but via the draft? And so, to my recollection, this group was able to play outside of your third rounder. You were able to play every draft pick that, you know, was available. And I think that tells you a little bit of how much they like those guys and even some undrafted guys, you know, to be able to step in and or street free agent guys to be able to step in and get the opportunity to play. And so, no quit. Didn't see a lot of quit. You know, you just have to be able to execute a little bit better. That's the thing that probably frustrates you the most.
Deuce, do you have any solutions for a possible faster start for this team in next season? We saw it rear its ugly head again where the offense just struggles to get going in the first quarter. At least we got some offense coming alive in the second quarter this time. It didn't take till after the break, but just early game situations for this team, it's just mind-boggling how things haven't worked out for them at the start of games, but they seem to be able to piece together at the end.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to share it online, so I'll just leave it at that. And it's, you know, they've got to do a better job of detailing their work. I'll put it that way.
Gotcha. Looking at the Saints defense, especially to me, that front seven and the job they were able to do against the Falcons run game. We know Tyler Allgeier, Bijan Robinson, really tough dynamic duo that they have there, especially Bijan has just been unbelievable this season and the dual threat that he is. And now in both meetings, the Saints were really able to keep him in check. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's definitely impressive, and they've always played him hard. They've played him kind of different, and it takes all 11 until, you know, you look at the first play that they had against him. I think it was Kool-Aid that ended up making really the tackle. But, I mean, that how he got up, it was not going to be easy. And so to hold him to the amount of yards that you did in Atlanta and say, oh, we still won and all that, well, it wasn't because Bijan went off. And let me tell you something. They hit the quarterback. They hit Kirk Cousins. And so, you know, if you can have defensive ends with multiple sacks as the Saints did, you'll take it. You know, now it's just, hey, how can we improve in a few areas? You know, I thought that you played too soft off coverage and, you know, a couple of situations, and, you know, that may have been choice or, you know, just the defenders, how he wanted to play it. But, you know, I wanted him to get up, maybe challenge a little bit more in certain situations. But, you know, they can clean up a few things defensively, you know, and see if you can come up with another, you know, a potential. I felt like that was a fumble on Kirk Cousins that Chase Young called, but they called it a pass. And so, you know, that can go back and forth a couple of different ways. But, you know, they got after him. They got after Bijan. They got after that offense in Atlanta.
And, Deuce, finally, your thoughts on just Shuck Mania. And I think a lot of folks are positive that the Saints have their guy in the rookie that they drafted in the second round. We saw a lot of good things from him to build on going into next season. But just what are some elements to his game that you're hoping that Shuck can refine going into his sophomore year?
Shuck Mania? Is that what we're going with?
I don't know. There's all kinds of things. There's so many puns you can come off of his name. I just went with Shuck Mania. The shucking.
Hey, take it all in. I think the biggest thing that you can do as far as from year one to year two, how can I improve? Where can I improve the most? You know, is it at the line of scrimmage? Is it being able to, you know, maybe stay in the pocket a little bit more, not buy time a certain way? I can step up into the pocket, keeping my eyes down the field. It was obvious today, you know, maybe two or three times that, hey, I kept my eyes down the field and I was able to find a receiver that the defender just dropped. And so doing things like that, being on the same page with my receivers, there were two or three times, maybe four times this year where he and a receiver, he may have thrown long, the receiver ran short, or, you know, he threw back shoulder, receiver kept going. You know, just being on the same page with my receivers in those situations, understanding, you know, always down in distance where I know certain situations I can't take a sack. You know, maybe me being able to check to a certain play just because I know that I like this play against this look. Those are all things that the quarterback can control. You know, there's a half a year of tape out on you now. So now teams kind of see and know a little bit what you like. How can I improve my game myself, and how can I expand my game for myself and, you know, be able to come back and follow it up with a great year, too.
Great stuff from you guys this year, Deuce. Another one in the books for the Black and Golden. So what season is this for you now, being the Saints color analyst?
Long.
I don't long? Know.
Just long. Yeah, just long. Long season, my friend.
Well, look forward to
it. I enjoy it, though. Hey, I enjoy it, though, man. Thank you for everybody being able to listen to us and, you know, turning down the sound and just turning us up and, you know, giving us an opportunity to bring the game to you guys as we kind of see it week to week wherever we are, and we look forward to next season as well.
Always appreciate learning about football while listening to you, Deuce. Appreciate the time, man, and safe flight back home. I know you'll be back here in a couple hours.
No problem. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.